This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So the communists decided years ago that they would infiltrate our schools and infiltrate our universities. And I think that most of us would agree that that has occurred. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I run an organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And one of the things that we know, that we have figured out, is that there is no education system in America. It is indeed indoctrination. And if you believe your kids are getting educated, you are sadly mistaken. They are being told, taught how to hate this country. All the things that make you want to feel good about something are being eroded right before your very eyes. And the best thing that could happen to education in America is happening right now. The left don't even realize what they're doing. They're giving us a break. They're saying, hey, bring those kids home and you teach them yourself again. Because you know what it forces you to do? It forces you to look at their curriculum and to go, what are you talking about? How are you getting this information about this or that? And you can now reshape your kids. Look, I'm not telling you you want to educate the kids and pay for it, because that's essentially what they're asking us to do. I want my tax money back. But I am glad that I got a glimpse of what's going on. And I can tell you this, a kid in the 7th or 8th grade who's learning today isn't learning a fraction of what the kids in the 7th and 8th grade learned 40, 50 years ago. Not close. The reason why I can tell you this, I had one of my kids come home to homeschool, and I'm looking at his assignments and I'm going, kid, you're so much smarter than this. Why are you at this level? Don't misunderstand me. He's bright, he's acing all of this stuff, but he's in a work mode of, I'll get by with this. This is what they require. So I had him in, creative writing. I put him into calculus and trigonometry, understanding the math and going into the details. So not just, let's just do the work, but to understand it. It's one thing to understand how math connects, because when you understand that, it makes it tremendously easier. When you understand how it connects. So that's what I did. And he fought me kicking and screaming for the 2 months that I had to train him. But you know what? He's going to go into the 9th grade going, you know what? This isn't that big of a deal. Trigonometry, calculus, just connect the dots. If I learn basic math and I get into algebra, I learn algebra well, that'll get me into calculus and some trigonometry. That'll get me into calculus. And trig, and then differential equations is pretty easy. If you decide to go linear algebra, you get a little bit more complicated. But look, I'm not trying to make the kid a mathematician. I just want him to understand how the world works. He's into baseball. I say, do you understand the physics of baseball? How hard the ball is thrown and how fast the bat swings and, the impact of the ball to the bat and how that impacts the, where the ball goes, how far it can go, how hard it's been hit. The angle which the pitcher throws the ball, that determines is it going to be a sinker, a slider, or whatever, right? All these things are math and physics. And you're interested, aren't you? You're interested in the angle of the hop of the ball when it comes off the grass or the ground and things like this? All of it, when you understand it, the better you understand your world, the better you're going to be at whatever it is that you do. It doesn't mean he's going to be a physicist because he understands the physics of a baseball. It just means he's a better baseball player. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Infiltrate the schools and universities. Then, if you want to be a good commie, take over the media. I'm just asking you, are these two things that have occurred in America where you can go, Kevin, this is really interesting little breadcrumbs leading to communism? We infiltrate the schools and the universities, make kids, the groupthink is practically identical in both primary school, secondary school, and higher ed. It's almost identical. Hate conservatives. America stinks. etc., then get the media to reinforce your dogma, whatever that is. It leftist dogma. Let's reinforce it. Oh, America's an imperialist country. America hates black people, hates brown and black people. You can't get ahead in America as everybody gets ahead. You can't possibly get ahead. How are you getting ahead, Kevin Jackson? For shame. Install your people in government institutions. I talked to you guys the other day. The CDC. The CDC gave $285,000 to $1,000 Democrats to Republicans. 285 to 1. It's look at any government agency you want. I can guarantee you they give more money to Democrats than they do to Republicans. It is loaded. Look at Comey's FBI. Look at Mueller's team. Mueller's team, I think it had 11 Hillary Clinton supporters. Not a single person that said openly, I support Donald Trump, gave money to Trump, worked with Trump or any of his satellites. Not one. And with all that, they could not, there was nothing to find. But with all the heavily overloaded investigation, they found nothing. Hey, I talked the other day about John Lewis dying. And I did a Marco Rubio. I confused Lewis and Elijah Cummings, and partly, not all the way. Because John Lewis has done no better in his district either. Elijah Cummings was Baltimore. And I associated John Lewis with Baltimore, which is what Marco Rubio did. But I do know the difference between those two black dudes. I just want y'all to be clear. But it doesn't matter which member of the Congressional Black Caucus dies. They start off probably wanting to really look at civil rights. Maxine Waters has a legitimate beef for civil rights. She's old enough to have gone back and looked at this. You know, she knows it personally. The problem is she brings it forward as a race pimp. But, you know, I just want to make that clarification. So what do we got? We got infiltrate schools and universities. We take over the media. These are the communists, the commies. Install your people in government institutions, which is what the Democrats have done. Then you take over the corporations. You make them woke, right? You got to get to your gender, LGBT, the transgender bathrooms. You got to make sure everybody's got all kinds of black this and women this and LGBT special rules and what have you. And then the final point is, you don't let anybody disagree. It must be the same. Anybody that disagrees gets crushed. You crush them. No mercy. This is the long game the communists have been playing for decades, playing out in America. And you know the difference? You have a very different mentality than any other group of people in the world. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I talked the other day about this article written by Glenn Lowry, the youngest black man to get tenure at Harvard, an economist, and he's got a host of other degrees, and he's a very, very sharp guy. And he doesn't have it. He admits, I don't have the answers. And he kind of does, and I alluded to that when I was referencing his article. And it was a much longer article, and I wasn't able to do it justice, but I want to touch on a few of the things, and I'm going to wake some of the people up on our side of the aisle, and quite frankly, anywhere. I don't have a side, to be honest with you. My side is the side of truth. And if you like it, great. If you don't, well, screw you. You know, the point is that I'm not going to sugarcoat it because it's going to make you feel better, or you get to say, well, Kevin sides with me or whatever. No, I side with the truth, even when it hurts me. So that's always going to be my stance. I'm not even going to say my defense, because I defend nothing. I don't have anything to defend here. So I was thinking about, how do you sort of get back at people when they're talking about how woke they are and how much they want to help black folks and things like this? And I always like to give you guys tools that you can use so that you go, whoa, I hadn't thought about that. But that's a great way to cut to the chase. And just as Thomas said, Kevin, you have a way of just cutting things down to the quick. It's better than anybody, and I still take that as a compliment, and of course, I always tell people that that is what Justice Thomas told me in his office. All right, so here we go. On the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, today we're going to teach a few more lessons. That way you can download this or pass it along to friends and help them out. But see, you as a conservative, a Christian conservative, a Judeo-Christian American probably, somebody who believes in a higher thing, I'm going to tell you how you push back on the left without even breaking a sweat, okay? I'm going to make this easy for you. So these people that believe that they are helping black folks. Now, I'm going to tell you personally, I would love to debate one of them because the first thing I would say is, you know, no offense, but if I were to choose a white person to help me, I would not choose you. I just wouldn't. You have no credentials for me to choose you. None. You don't have any real world experience. I would just go down the list of things, and I would really demoralize them. I would demoralize them. It would be like, you know, a guy at a gentleman's club, and he's got all the money, and all the girls are gorgeous, but what he would do is he could pick them apart. No. You're a little too tall for me. You're too thin. You're too this. I don't like brown eyes. I want this or that. And when he's done, they would all feel bad. And so I would do the same thing. I would say, you lefty, you have no intellect. You have no frame of reference. You couldn't fight. You couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Why would I pick you? What makes you think you are the person who should lead the charge for me? So that's the number one thing, is you can easily embarrass. So let's say, hey, just out of curiosity, I'm going to just throw everything away. If black people were to pick a champion, why would they pick you? Ask any look at the people who are protesting for BLM in any way, shape, or form. Whoever says, you know, Kevin, black people and black people need and say, hey, let me just all that may be true. Let's just say for the sake of discussion that it is. Let me ask you this. Why would they pick you? Are they that weak? Yeah, because they wouldn't. Ask a white, woke parent this question. If one of their children was drowning and a black child was drowning as well and they could only save one child, which child would they save? Now, ask me that question, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, and I go, I'd save my kid. And easily. And if you are any type of a parent, and I'm going to call you a parentist, okay, you would save yours. Now, I might go, well, that's kind of cruel, because if you had my son on your trip, and he was drowning with your boy, and you'd save your boy, I could certainly try to make you feel guilty. But I'm going to tell you this. You are not going to make me feel guilty, not Kevin Jackson, for telling you instantaneously I'd save my son. Now, what does that make me? It makes me a parent. Makes me a good parent. But if we give it some race, well, Kevin, would you save the white kid? No. Does it make me a racist? Not at all. It makes me a parentist. Because I'm going to save my kid. Sorry for yours. I'm saving mine. We will grieve together about yours, but I'm saving mine. And if you said the same thing to me, I would call you a parentist and I would call you a smart human being. Because that is the nature of things. That is what you try to do. Would you want to save both? Yes. Would I tell you, you know what, Bill, Barbara, Sarah, I wanted to save them both. But I couldn't. Had to make a choice. Save mine. You would have made the same choice. There's not a parent on the planet who would disagree with you. Yeah. So, those are the types of questions you got to pose to these people. If black lives matter, why do you save your kid? Yeah, simple reason. You save your kid because it's your kid. So, here's the collective child of America. You want to know what it is? It's the country. the country is what must be saved. That's what we all aspire. I mean, in terms of a dog in a fight, am I going to save black people, white people, brown people, Asian people? Who cares? You know what I'm going to save? I'm going to save the country. Period. I'm not worried about your black child, your white child, or anything else. I'm saving the country. But pose it. Ask them who they'd save. And then give them grief. Say, well, if you would save your white child, how can you tell me Black Lives Matter? Ooh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You are a parentess. And what it is you are in effect the parent of the nation. We bring on representatives and the president and all those people that work for us because we are the parent of this country and we want to save the country. And the country isn't about color. It's not about your sexual preferences or sex or your gender or anything else. It's about what's best for the country. So pose that question to them. Now, on the other side of this, I'm going to go back into this Glenn Lowry thing again, and we got a lot to talk about. There's corruption in Illinois. There's some fundraising numbers. There's some economic numbers I want to get into. But I want to dispel this idea of you being, you know, you're not woke enough because you're not for BLM. Black Lives Matter is a racist, terrorist organization run by Marxists who, one, does nothing for black people, and two, hates America. Hate your child. That's the deal. And if you believe anything other than that, you're just buying into the nonsense. And the minute that we push back on them and we stop this money flow, this goes away. And it's only going to go away when you finally get the guts to say, I'm not putting up with it anymore. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is claiming at least one life, that of a 14-year-old girl. The Louisiana teen died when a tree fell on her family's home in Leesville. Laura made landfall last night as one of the strongest storms to reach the United States shores, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour.
You can tell by what happened overnight that the areas of Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange, where the storm surge hit Texas, they were hit pretty hard.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox News how the storm will affect parts of his state. During her weekly press conference, Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about Joe Biden debating President Trump.
Since you asked about that, I myself, don't tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden, I don't think that there should be any debates.
USA Radio News. The director of the Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidance for coronavirus testing days after a quiet change sparked protests from some in the scientific and medical communities. In a statement, Director Robert Redfield says those who come in contact with confirmed or probable COVID-19 patients could be tested themselves even if they do not show symptoms of the virus. The CDC revising its testing guidelines earlier this week, limiting to those who show symptoms. Redfield said the guidelines issued on Monday had been coordinated with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Firefighters are making headway on some of the wildfires in California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and seven people have died in the fires.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dagan, what if it works in Chicago? What if the police in that city can stop the daily murders? Yesterday, 10 people shot, 3 killed. Wednesday, 23 people shot, 4 of them fatally. Tuesday, 15 of them wounded in a single incident at that funeral home that we reported on. What if this partnership actually works? And in terms of the use of the word peaceful protesters, peaceful means carrying Molotov cocktails and metal pipes and hammers. Is that where we are in this nation? Because the blame lies fully on the governors and the mayors of these cities, which, and they are doing a disservice to the people. They are not protecting them. And I just want to know what causes such a weakness in leadership and a tolerance of violence and destruction. Is it a willful blindness by these leaders, or is it just a deep abiding disdain for the people that they are there and elected to protect? Because it's disgusting what we're happening, and actually they should be thanking President Trump that he is there to defend these areas. But in terms of the police in Portland not being told not to intervene and not to interact with the federal agents, we saw this coming. It's called sanctuary cities. This is just the second iteration of that, where local law enforcement are not allowed to work and help enforce federal law. So we should have seen this coming for a decade.
She seems heated, boy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. What if this partnership works? What she's talking about, people, is what if the federal government worked with cities in joint efforts to make them safe? What would happen? I mean, what is the worst that could happen than to get people off the streets who are creating destruction, causing your cities millions of dollars in damage? Well, what would happen? Here's a movie. What's the worst that could happen? Well, in this case, streets would be cleaned up. There's no amount of common sense that cannot be applied to this that you don't go, yeah, it makes total sense that they would not allow this to occur. Yet it does. That was Dagan from Fox News. And she says, these are peaceful protests. They're throwing Molotov cocktails. They've got hammers. They've got, weapons. Hammers. They got weapons, and they're in riot gear. And she goes on to explain it. It is a weakness in leadership. Look, I invite any leftist to call this radio show, 844-551-8255. Call the show and tell me, Kevin, Don't you see how this all makes sense? Don't you see that this is not putting any lives in danger? Don't you see that this is the way democracy works? This is us exercising our First Amendment right, and on and on. I would love for you to explain that, because here's what I'm going to ask you back. I'm going to say, well, when the Tea Party did it, you seemed to have a problem with it, and we didn't carry Molotov cocktails. We weren't spray painting public buildings. We weren't trying to rip down fences. We weren't looting and rioting. We weren't doing any of the things. Nobody got killed at Tea Party rallies. It wasn't left with a trail of destruction that made cities look like third world crap holes. So please explain to me how you can not exercise your freedom of speech and not do it destructively. I never wore any riot gear to a Tea Party rally. And until the last one that we did on April the 15th, where they told us Antifa was going to show up, I didn't even have a weapon. Never took a weapon to a Tea Party rally. I had a weapon with me that day because the cops told me Antifa says they're going to show up. And I go, I hope they do. I hope they do. Just for the record, I did not have a firearm. I had nunchucks tucked in the small of my back. And I was waiting to show some Bruce Lee action, boy, if them suckers showed up. Because it was going to be, because I can use them. I spent, I don't even know how many years I've trained on those things. It's ugly pretty, okay? And I was waiting. Now, the other news is that there were so many, Arizona's an open carry. So there were Patriots out there. I mean, I saw the bulges, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and what was really cool is when they go, Kev, you think I'm packing? I'm like, I know you're packing. They go, tell me where. You couldn't see it. Concealed, very well concealed. And here's the deal. They could shoot. There would be no missing on our side. That's what I love about the white folks I hang out with. Man, they don't miss. If somebody's got you by the neck and they're like, you better do what I tell you. It's over, and all you got to do is just stay still, because they're going to get them. Don't move. Yeah, baby. My friends can shoot. But yeah, so she's talking about, she goes on, she says either it's willful blindness or a deep abiding disdain for their citizens. Yeah, it's both. They pretend they don't see it. They don't even care. I've told you people on this show many times, the left love chaos. They love their criminals. See, they want to solve this. They want to solve it. The problem is Donald Trump is messing them up. Donald Trump says, no, I'm going to solve it. No, Mr. President, we created this chaos because we want to pretend to solve it and make people believe, oh my gosh, because let me tell you what they would do. What the city would do is they would let these guys riot for a while. And then they'll go get the gangs and they'll say, hey, gangs, it's a free for all up there. I'm going to give you a couple of weeks. Go up there, roll them, steal from them, beat them, kill them. I don't even care. You have our permission to go make some money. And the gangs would go up there and wait on these white folks and pick them off. And eventually the word in the street would be, man, you go up there, you're liable to get robbed, you're liable to get raped, or whatever. You better stop going up there. And they'll stop. And then the city leaders will come out, and the gang leaders have made money, they've had mayhem, they've done whatever they wanted, they got some babies coming in 9 months that they don't have to take care of, and they'll go, well, you know, as you know, we've cleaned up the city. And then they'll issue a thing for the police chief who has done nothing, but he'll come out and go, you know, in a joint effort, we were working to make sure that everything's safe now for you, because everybody will be afraid to go, but they'll pretend they cleaned it up. And then the police will go to the gang leaders and say, hey, look, you now got to go back to your neighborhoods, get back into the swamp. You've done your part. People think I'm making these scenarios up. I'm telling you, that's how things work in these big cities. These guys are just in as big of cahoots with the gang leaders, the shot callers, as they are with an alderman. Alderman, city councilman, whatever. I can tell you this. In the black part of town, Joe, you know where Joe Biden puts his black people? In that part of town, there is an alderman, a city councilman, or a parish person that is just as good of friends with the gang leaders as the mayor is with him. I'm not joking. Knows them personally. Boy, I knew you when you were playing softball, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They know each other. They know each other. They go to drink together. And what he'll say is, man, look, y'all, you're going to have to get a little pressure off me, man, because I got to get this cheddar. And I'm tired of cops coming around doing this, that, and the other. I'll take care of it. Then the alderman goes to the mayor and says, hey, look, in order for me to get my job done for you, I got to back the cops off. And they'll have a meeting with the commissioner, and he'll say, okay, look, got to let these boys do their thing in this part of town for a little while because we owe them. And that's and I want you to understand, you as a citizen, you have no rights in this. You get killed there, police look the other way, aldermen, they'll find a scapegoat or something else, but you don't expect your murder to be solved. Who's this man that got killed? You guys know who I'm talking about? Black dude in Milwaukee would stand for Trump. Burnell Trammell. Yeah, he would stand with a sign, Trump, 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 whatever. And mysteriously, he gets shot in Milwaukee, standing there with his sign. They don't know who did it. I'm surprised. Rest in peace, Mr. Trammell. Is it Trammell or Trammell? Rest in peace, bro. You know, you won't be forgotten. So, yes, he's talking about the lady on Fox, Dagan, Portland chaos, and she's saying police are being told not to enforce the law. This is insane. And so President Trump says, I'm sending federal troops, and we're going to take care of this stuff, and the Democrats are mad at him. How dare you come here and save lives? How dare you come here and restore order? Why am I telling you this? I want you to understand how they're thinking, and I want you to say to yourself, what is the average voter looking at when they say, President Trump sees all the murders that are happening in Chicago, all the mayhem happening in these Democrat-controlled cities, and he wants to take care of the problem, a problem that we all recognize, we understand is happening, and the Democrats say, how dare he do that? How do you rationalize that? When we come back, I want to let you hear Marie Harf say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'm talking about this interview that it was actually outnumbered. Harris Faulkner was moderating this deal. And Dagan, who's on Fox Business, she's talking about these Democrat-controlled cities and the chaos they're in. And the fact that the president deciding to send troops is a good thing. Send in the feds. And it makes sense. It's common sense. You know, I want you to enjoy this because the Democrats are showcasing the level of idiocy that's driving people away from them. And you're afraid. You're afraid of a guy, Joe Biden, he got 19 people to watch his live stream. Now, this is where Joe gets to be Joe. He's got handlers and everything. 19 people cared enough to watch the vice president of the United States, the man who the Democrats want to be president. That's how many people cared. I told you, when Donald Trump got 6,200 people in Tulsa after the fiasco of the China thing and all that, and everybody was complaining, oh, and look at him, he was getting any numbers. Joe Biden held a meeting, and I can tell you this, with honest to God, there weren't 15 people. 15 people. They can get nobody that wants to see this man. And if you do, let me tell you why you do. It's a train wreck. You're wanting to see him because you're going, man, this is going to be good. Not good in a good sense, good in a bad sense. Joe is going to screw up. He's going to talk about somebody breathing in his nostrils or playing with his hairy legs or something. Or he's going to talk about corn pop or something crazy. Anyway, I want to go back to this idea around the streets in Democrat cities being so dangerous. And folks, it's no longer just in black neighborhoods. It's in out and about. People, you remember the knockout gang game where black folks would just go around, they'd see a white unsuspecting person and just knock them out? That's happening all over the country. It's scaring people. So I want to play the rest of this clip because Dagan had just talked about this being a Democrat issue. They don't care about their citizens. It's willful blindness or complete disdain of the rights and the protections of citizens. And President Trump has a job to protect them. And here's the rest of it, because Marie Harf, we call her Marie Barf, she wants to protect these Democrat mayors. And so here's what she has to say.
But it's not. And these mayors, look, to accuse all these mayors or governors of not caring about their citizens is really unfair. These are tough situations. A large majority of people on the streets, by the way, are peaceful. Molotov cocktail throwing rioters are not peaceful, and they should be dealt with by law enforcement. The challenge is always how to figure out the right law enforcement way to do that. And President Trump has made very clear that he is going after Democratic-led cities. He has said that, just plain straight out. And so it seems to many people like this is a political strategy to show himself as a law and order president ahead of a tough election that he is couching in law enforcement activity. And for many people, the fact that he keeps saying he's going after Democratic cities and Democrats feels like he's making a law enforcement issue a political one, which we should not be doing in this country.
May I ask a quick follow-up and then Charlie jump in? So, Marie, is there another Republican-led city that is having the kinds of problems that we're seeing in the Democratic-led city? And since I know, well, let me let you answer that. Is there?
Well, look, Democrats have been in charge of the big cities in our country
for a long time.
And there have been...
It's a yes or no question.
Well, it's more complicated. It's not binary, Harris. The issue is that Democrats are in charge of most
cities. No, it's not a
violence
choice.
Violence rates have gone up and down.
Is there a Republican-led city that is having the same type of violent and unrest on its streets the way that a Democratic-led trail of cities is
there
right now?
There are many parts of this country that are led by Republicans. There are many parts of this country led by Republicans that have
like
very high levels of violence.
Of Portland and Chicago right now, with the current unrest. I'm not saying,
look
at the blotter over years. I'm sorry?
Fine. The streets of Portland didn't look like this. The streets of Portland didn't look like this until President Trump sent in federal troops who were anonymous. They don't have their names on. That's what anonymous means. And had them arresting people with no due process in rented...
When you have an S3 marking and you have other markings, you're not technically anonymous. But we won't go there. Charlie?
I love this exchange because you get a real chance to see how Democrats behave and what they believe. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Marie Harf, a person who worked for the CIA. Scary. Scary stupid. She says a large number of these people are peaceful protesters. I defy you. Go look at any of these clips. Look at everybody most of these people in these clips, and they've got a weapon or they're in riot gear. And here's the other little tidbit. They don't want to show their faces. I don't recall, and by the way, this isn't a mask thing for Wu Flu. They've been wearing these masks for Antifa since the beginning. They don't want to show their faces because they don't want to get caught up. Because they are being snatched off the streets, and I'm glad for that. But here's what she says. Law enforcement should deal with the lawbreakers. Really? So how do they do that? When they're being fought by other people, beaten, and a host of other things. Why does she believe that Trump sent the Fed troops in? If the city leaders are going to let them deal with the lawbreakers, why does Trump need to be there? So it's, you can see she's double talk. And then she says President Trump is politicizing it. Why? Because he's only targeting Democrat cities. So Harris Faulkner, rightfully so, asked a very simple question. And you know it. I don't have to walk you through this, but I rather enjoy this. She asked her a very simple question. Tell me where there's a Republican-led city where this is happening. And she says, not just it's happening in Portland, it's happening in Seattle, it's happening in Chicago, it's happening in Atlanta. It's happening everywhere there is a Democrat mayor. So how's he politicizing it? What he's doing is he's drawing attention to the cities to say to the citizens there, if you want chaos, vote Democrat. If you want somebody to come in and really make your life better and safer, I'm your man. Vote for Republicans. Now, common sense, folks. I always like to rely on that. It's my hammock. Okay? It's my safety net. Do you want to, when you're going in a city, don't you want to feel safe as you walk down the street with your dog and your pooper scooper or your bag? Don't you want to feel safe? When you go, if you go out to dinner, don't you want to feel like, I'm not going to get accosted? I mean, cities are going to be more dangerous than the country, for sure. But at least you have a fighting chance. You know, it's not like, you're in Fallujah, right? The problem is, you can't do that in any city. Any of them. There's a big potential that something bad is going to happen to you. So anyway, Harris Faulkner says, is there a Republican-led city where this is happening? And she says, well, look, I love this part. I love when she says this. We all know that Democrats have been in charge of big cities for a long time. Now, what is she telling you? She recognizes the problem. She doesn't want to say it. But because that's her way of admitting, but not actually saying answering the question. Look, we know that Democrats are in control, but they're not the problem. Just because Democrats are controlling these cities and this is happening, there's no causal, correlation between these factors. That's a lie. She knows it is. She knows it is. And she goes, it's complicated. It's not binary. You can't just say because it's a Democrat, this is going to happen. But then, and Harris's point without actually having to say it is, then why is it happening in only Democrat-controlled cities? Because she repeats the question. Is there a Republican-led city where this kind of chaos is happening? And then Harf goes, well, there's high crime in Republican-controlled cities. Where? Name it. See, she could have gotten pressed on that again. But Harris was like, I don't even need to go any farther. You can't name a city where this is happening. And so then what is Harf? It isn't Portland's fault. Portland didn't look like this until President Trump sent this. Again, I love these discussions. Why? Because we all know this was happening before Donald Trump sent anybody to those cities. If you want to say they got even more angry, I'll go there. I'll give you that. Maybe they did. But they were already wreaking havoc and destruction, which is why he sent them. And going back to what Marie Harf said earlier, why weren't the cops stopping them and getting the actual lawbreakers, as she says, the handful are doing the stuff? Because the Portland mayor or the Seattle mayor won't let them do their jobs. And here's where the circular discussion ends. Democrats don't want to solve problems. They don't want to solve the problems until they can solve it and make it look like I'm the one that solved the very problem that I created. I'm going to be the hero.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.